working at the Reno Club, where she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez, and Biggie. That's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of jazz organist Jimmy Smith with our special guest, Everett Devan. The gang will play So What's Your Question, and Dr. Pearl offers some timely advice to presidential candidate John Huntsman. Remember him? It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Now, please welcome the 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Wow.
Wow is right. Everybody having a good Saturday night. Yes.
Glad to hear it.
No kidding. You know, Pearl, lots going on in the world. Did you hear about the bar in London that installed video games in the bathroom urinals? You know, I hear it's just like playing Wheel of Fortune, except you can only buy a pee.
Oh, wait. How about this? There is a gun club in Arizona that will take your child's picture with Santa Claus in front of a display of rifles, pistols, and AK-47s. That explains Santa's two new reindeers, Smith and Wesson.
Aye. And it gets better. This week, a pilot for Qantas Airlines, he got in trouble for sitting in the lap of a female passenger that I think just entered the room. But talk about shocking. Who knew there was an airline with seats big enough for two people? Shocking.
Amazing.
We do have a great show tonight. Everett Devan's coming up, and Dr. Pearl's right behind him, so stay close.
But first, here's David Bassey to sing a Harold Arlen tune that Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond recorded in 1960. Let's fall in love.
I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, and I don't know why. It's just a mental, a sentimental alibi. But I adore you so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I am falling, love is calling. Why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might be made for each other to be or not be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Thank you.
each other to be or not be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz organist Jimmy Smith. Born in 1925, Smith switched from piano to organ in 1953 after hearing Wild Bill Davis on the B3. He purchased his first Hammond organ, rented a warehouse to practice in, and emerged a year later with an exciting new sound that revolutionized jazz organ.
After hearing Smith play with vocalist Babs Gonzalez in a Harlem nightclub, Blue Note Records founder Alfred Lion signed the jazz organist. Jimmy Smith's second Blue Note album, entitled The Champ, catapulted him to the top of the jazz scene.
Jimmy Smith was a prolific artist, recording more than 35 sessions for Blue Note in just 8 years. Notable albums from this period include The Sermon, House Party, Home Cooking, Midnight Special, Back at the Chicken Shack, and Prayer Meeting.
It appears Mr. Smith enjoyed Saturday nights and Sunday mornings.
He did.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Jimmy Smith made famous. To get that done, we're going to need a guy who knows his way around a Hammond B3. And that would be our dear friend and special guest, Everett Devan.
Everett, as always, it's a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I said Jimmy Smith, and you said, oh, that guy, we go way back. Yeah. What you know about Jimmy Smith?
The first time I encountered Jimmy, we were both playing in town here in Kansas City, and one of the guys that worked for him was now working for me. So...
Was there competition there?
His name was Everett Brown.
Oh.
So Jimmy had two Everetts to deal
okay,
with.
Okay. So connections all over the place?
Connections all over the place, yeah.
Now, how does he inspire what you do?
Jimmy Smith was actually the first organist that I heard as a young child. There were a few more that were actually out before him, but when the instrument started speaking to me, he was the one that was doing it.
Wow. So we have him to thank for bringing you about.
For the most part.
With this instrument and onto our show. We're going to get you playing right now. Joe, what song are we starting with?
Pete, this is a great standard that Jimmy recorded and probably performed hundreds of times. This is called Night Train. Thank you.
the band, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify the next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Demi in Hollywood.
Demi.
She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I married a big kid who spent more time on his tweets than in our sheets.
Ouch.
I know a few good men, but I can't decide if I should accept an indecent proposal from an old billionaire like Rupert Murdoch or go after that cute kid who plays the half on Two and a Half Men. What's a cougar to do, Dr. Pearl? Can you help me?"
Oh, Demi, I'ma help you. Here we go. You were with Ashton's favorite even when he had no hair. He liked your Prego pictures on the cover of Vanity Fair. Now he's got a newer model, traded you in. You're junk. What else could you expect? This was the longest episode of Punk'd.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
your movies always thrilled us.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
all Ashton does is chill us.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
why don't you call that Bruce Willis? He may be old, but he dies hard.
Oh, talk about a few good men. The next letter is from Mr. Huntsman. From Utah, Mr. Huntsman from Utah writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, do you know me? I'm running for president, but nobody seems to notice. My Secret Service code name is What's-His-Face. I'm at all the debates, you know, I'm the eighth white guy from the right. I'm intelligent, I got no skeletons in my closet. Dr. Pearl, what can I do to get people to notice?"
What's your name again? Huntsman, I got it, I got it. You're Huntsman. You need a scandal, that's my big epiphany. So grab a gal who's not your wife and open up a charge at Tiffany. You'll invade Uzbeki-Beki, then offend some Muslim group. Don't bother checking out the facts just to remember to say, oops.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
being good has made you cursed.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
but being bad can make you first.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
and if elected, you won't be the worst. George W.'s got that title.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone. Bye-bye.
So there you go. If you got your problems, write your letters, because Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
I'm a little hateful tonight, aren't I?
You are. We gotta watch out for you. Don't go anywhere, everybody. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Bye-bye.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Jimmy Smith, this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist and composer Dave Brubeck. Yes. Born on a California cattle ranch in 1920, Dave learned the piano from his classically trained mother. He attended the University of the Pacific, where his gifts for counterpoint and harmony earned him a music degree.
After college, Brubeck was drafted and served in Europe, where he started one of the armed forces' first integrated bands, drafting an alto saxophone player named Paul Desmond to join the group. After the service, he moved to San Francisco, where he helped establish Fantasy Records and organized his first quartet with Army Buddy Desmond on the saxophone.
Dave's big score came in 1959 when he recorded Time Out with Desmond, Eugene Wright, and Joe Morello. The platinum-selling album included Take Five and Blue Rondo a la Turk, and it earned Brubeck his place in Downbeat's Jazz Hall of Fame, as well as a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
Now here's Joe Tyrone Mike with a Brubeck original, In Your Own Sweet Way.
Thank you.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think American Airlines had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The NBA strike is over. Kobe Bryant's living in squalor. The NBA season's back on. Now the fans can start their hollers. That is until they get the bad news. Free throws now cost $500.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Barney Frank's retiring. You know, he was Congress's first open gay. Bye-bye, Barney Frank. You reminded them that it's okay. Cause you came right out of the closet and passed Bachman's husband on the way.
Christmas season started, we're in a festive way. I saw some happy shoppers using holiday pepper spray.
I always sit on Santa's lap, unless he smells like booze.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Jimmy Smith recorded on his classic organ grinder swing album this next tune. Here's Everett Devan to play I'll Close My Eyes.
Thank you.
Ever the Band.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
So if you like jazz, like we like jazz, then check out what David Bassey is about to put down.
You know, Pete?
Yes, David?
There's an inordinate number of beautiful ladies in the house tonight here in 1911.
That is correct.
I think that's because Kenny Loggins is in the house from Santa Barbara, California. You know, they say in California, two girls for every boy.
Is that true?
But with Kenny Loggins, it's 62 girls for every Kenny Loggins. It's a good thing. You know, if you're going to go out and buy some jazz, it's Christmas time, and Columbia Records is kicking it out. They got some new box sets, one from Miles Davis Quintet, Live in Europe, 1967, the Bootleg Series. Wynton Marsalis swinging into the 21st century. And of course, Columbia Records, Kenny Loggins, Celebrate Me Home, which is not exactly jazz, but.
Well, we're lucky to have him and the ladies. Besides Jimmy Smith and Dave Brubeck, we're celebrating the birthday of two other jazz pianists and composers, McCoy Tyner and Diane Schur. It's birthday week of trumpet players Donald Byrd and Jimmy Owens, and bassists Bob Crenshaw and Miroslav Vitus. Happy birthday to vocalist Cassandra Wilson, jazz pianist and educator Andy Laverne. We celebrate the birthday this week of Ellington Band violinist and trumpet player Ray Nance. And how about double bass player Jay Leonard? It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile. Crazy man, wild here, jazz.
We'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, Pearl, I'm really impressed with Jimmy Smith. You know, an organ changed his life completely, just like Chaz Bono or Anthony Weiner.
Don't forget Pee-wee Herman.
Let's try to forget Pee-wee Herman, actually. Let's get right side up with a tune Brubeck first recorded in 67. Here's Nedra to sing Besame Mucho.
Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mi arma en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya esté lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
But just how well do you know Dave Brubeck, huh? It's time to test your jazz knowledge with a little game we call...
So much question. What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how, far, and when.
It's a What's Your Question, the show that puts the answer first and the question last. Just like a cop holding a can of pepper spray. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers, but none of the questions, Bo Bo Weber!
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? Pearl, let's meet this week's contestant.
Anything you say, Bobo. He's the king of daytime television and a bit of a jazz singer himself. Always enjoyed, usually annoyed, and currently unemployed. Here's Regis Philbin.
Oh.
Hey, Albo.
it's Bobo. Hey, Regis, I used to send pictures of myself to Kelly Ripa every day. Did she ever get them?
I remember your pictures. We pinned the tail on you at her birthday party.
Hey! Pearl, tell Regis this week, so what's your question categories?
Happy to, Romano. This week's categories are, you're not the bossa nova me, three to get, oops, I forget, and 9/8 beats 5/4.
I'll try three gets, oops, I forget for 50, Bosco.
Oh, that's Bobo. The answer is Blue Rondo a la Turk. So,
what's your question?
That's easy. What Dave Redwick standard inspired the music of a Turkish street musicians?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is Blue Rondo a la Turk. The question is, what do Smurfs eat for Thanksgiving?
Well, that's one wrong, Cinco.
That's right. Okay, Reach, pick another category.
How about you're not the bossa nova me for 50?
Okay, the answer is take five. So,
what's your question?
I don't need a lifeline for this one. What Paul Desmond composition was Brubeck's big hit on the 1959 album Time Out?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was this close. The answer is take five. The question is, what does Newt Gingrich do when you give him 1 minute to respond? And you know what that music means, don't you? It's daily double time. You now have 10 seconds to complete the following well-known phrases. You think you can handle that?
Yes, and that's my final answer.
Great, here goes. Two's company, three's a...
hard number for Rick Perry.
Correct. A fool and his money...
donates to Rick Santorum.
Correct! Rome wasn't built...
by Italian government workers.
Hey! You're still a winner, Regis! Congratulations! That's all the time we have, everyone. Thanks for playing...
Too Much Question. What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how, far, and when.
All right, let's bring back Mr. Everett Devan to perform a Jimmy Smith original, Back at the Chicken Shack.
Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes and upload manager Brett Schlegel. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.